The weirdest result here is that adding agents can improve a task by 80.8% or destroy it by 70%.
Yeah, and that is not a typo or a cute benchmark wrinkle. The architecture is basically part of the task now.
Which feels timely, because everyone is shipping another team of agents diagram while we are still discovering whether the team can remember what it was doing.
Right. This paper tries to make that less vibes-based. It studies five setups: a single agent, then independent, centralized, decentralized, and hybrid multi-agent systems. The important part is that the prompts, tools, and compute are standardized, so the comparison is about the architecture rather than somebody quietly giving one team a better toolbox.
That experimental hygiene is the product story for me. Teams have been asking, should we add a planner, a critic, and three specialists? But usually they are comparing whole bundles of prompts and infrastructure, then calling the result an architecture win.
Exactly. They evaluate 260 configurations across 6 agentic benchmarks and 3 LLM families. The paper also draws a line around agentic tasks: sustained interaction with an environment, partial observability, and strategy changes based on feedback. That excludes a lot of static question-answering benchmarks where parallel voting looks fantastic because nobody has to maintain a changing world state.
And that distinction matters for something like coding. Generating a function is one thing. Navigating a repository, running tests, debugging the failure, and not losing the original goal is a very different product.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny life update before we turn this into an architecture tribunal. My week has been pleasantly uneventful, which, honestly, is the ideal emotional state for reading a paper about coordination failures.
That may be the most defensible scaling strategy we have discussed on Exploring Next.
Oh, come on.
The mechanism is pretty intuitive once they spell it out. A single agent keeps one unified memory stream, so every reasoning step can access the whole context. Multi-agent systems gain parallel exploration and diversity, but they have to compress global context into messages. That compression is a coordination tax, and it gets worse as the interaction gets deeper.
So, the sales demo shows 4 agents working at once. Production gets 4 partial world models, 4 message formats, and somebody deciding which mistake is authoritative.
Yes. Although centralized coordination can help, because it gives the system a place to integrate information and verify outputs. The paper finds that architectures without centralized verification tend to propagate errors more. A bad intermediate result does not just stay local. It becomes evidence for the next agent.
That is the part I would actually want in a product dashboard. Not, we used 7 agents. Show me where context was discarded, where a handoff happened, and whether anyone checked the handoff.
Right. Their scaling model combines model capability, coordination, and measurable task and system factors. Across all benchmarks, the cross-validated R-squared is 0.373. With a task-grounded capability metric, it rises to 0.413. That is useful prediction, but it is not a law of agent systems.
Thank you for saying that before I put it on a mug.
The model identifies the best architecture for 87% of held-out configurations, and its relative architecture preferences stay consistent on unseen frontier models. That is a meaningful result. Still, the explained variance leaves plenty of room for factors the model does not capture.
And the effect sizes are wild. The best multi-agent setup beats the single-agent baseline by 80.8% on decomposable financial reasoning. On sequential planning, the best setup is 70% worse.
That is the paper's sharpest product lesson. Decomposition is not automatically good. If subtasks are separable, parallel workers can create useful diversity. If the task depends on a long chain of state updates, each handoff adds another chance to drift.
So the buyer is not any company with an agent. It is the team that knows whether its workflow is parallel work or one fragile chain wearing a team costume.
No way.
You hate that sentence because it sounds like something we would say on episode 770.
I hate it because it is annoyingly accurate. And tool-heavy tasks add another complication. Every agent may need to inspect the same external system, wait on tools, and reconcile results. More workers can mean more latency, more calls, and more conflicting actions.
That makes the shippable version much narrower than the research pitch. I can imagine a routing layer that starts with one strong agent, then opens parallel branches, only when the task looks decomposable. The system needs an escape hatch back to one context, not a permanent committee.
Yes. I would also want the evaluation to expose cost and latency distributions, not just final accuracy. The paper standardizes compute for causal comparison, which is right for the experiment. A production team still needs to know whether a performance gain costs twice as many tool calls.
Fair. And I would want failure recovery tested directly. The paper discusses error propagation and centralized verification. But a real deployment has retries, stale state, permissions, and partial tool failure. Those are where the architecture earns its keep.
Onyx, that is a good push. The framework is a selection aid, not a complete operating manual.
And nobody should read it as proof that multi-agent systems are the destination. It is more like a warning label for the team size slider.
That is a much better label than scales with intelligence.
Okay, Echo, we have not built a 7-agent committee to decide how to end this. I am calling that progress.
Please do. I would need a verifier for the sign-off.
No verifier. Just us, one clean ending. And the continuing miracle that episode 770 shipped.